Yankee Distillers is located in the heart of Saratoga County in Clifton Park, New York. They distill all of their products in small batches at their facility. I have to say, this studio smells better than it has in a really, really long time. Even better after Gustine has been in here with his aftershave. The new stuff, not bad, but this is even better. Bourbon, rye, vodka. As we make our way from summer to fall, we think about great cocktails for this autumn season. Yankee Distillers, their co-owner, Matt Jaeger, is here to talk about the distillery and fall cocktails. We also welcome guest taster Bill Dolan. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning.
Thank Wonderful to have you. All right, now let's the magic begin. This we think of fall cocktail. Last time you were with us, we were making fall cocktails. This is why do we think of fall as a cocktail time? I mean, any time.
I mean, it's funny. Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I think any time of year and any time of day is appropriate for a cocktail. I can come up with something appropriate to go with your Cheerios in the middle of summer, but you know, when it starts to get colder out, that's when people tend to think about. Whiskey in particular, you know, people think about it warming you, you know, warming you from the inside out. So, and it's easy to come up with cocktails that can play on the aromas and the flavors that people associate with the season.
Cinnamon.
Yep.
Apple.
Yep.
That kind of thing.
Pumpkin. Sometimes it's a little tricky.
Yeah.
We leave pumpkin to the coffee guys.
The coffee guys and the beer guys use pumpkin.
Yep. You know, and they've all
with varying
you know, so
degrees of success.
It doesn't feel quite so fall-y out yet, but Starbucks brought their pumpkin coffee out a good few weeks ago now,
right.
So we thought it was appropriate to bring out like our apple crisp, which is the first thing I'm going to pour for you.
Oh.
It's one of our you know most anticipated cocktails of the fall season. People get excited when we post that we have it out.
Now, what I see in this this like sun tea jar is. Well, apples on the top, which look very, very happy, and then what is the liquid?
So it's I made it here. So it is in a like you called it a sun tea jar, just like in a glass pitcher.
Yeah,
this is the way we do it as a pitcher drink in the distillery. I also will you know make this as a hand prepared drink, and I'll do it sometimes for myself with bourbon. Because I like it like that. but this is the way that we typically offer it at the distillery as one of our pitcher drinks, and it is easily our most popular drink of the year. We get a little flack when we take it off in spring. I assure everybody I'm going to replace it with some other tasty things. But
and it'll be back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So it is you know fresh local cider. We got this from Sam Scott and a little bit of caramel syrup and a copious amount of vodka. Our 11 Lakes vodka, which is distilled on our whiskey still 6 times made from wheat.
All right. Well, let's try that then.
I agree.
Okay. This is the ice will go into the glass and then
rim the glass with cinnamon and sugar.
Oh, that looks great. Very, very nice. The vodka, that is, boy, that's amazing vodka. So when you say copious amounts, like what are we talking about?
I do a standard 2 ounce pour, but then if I like it, my hand maybe lingers a little bit longer over the glass.
All right, kind of like most of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
you know, I thought I'd bring it in the pitcher like this, you know, for starters because it will make it easier to do it in the studio, but also this has become the most popular way for me to serve it.
Yeah, well, this looks
great. I get a lot of requests for this recipe. Around Thanksgiving, Christmas, and holidays, or really anytime somebody knows they're going to have to put up with their family for extended periods of time, you just plunk one of these down in the middle of the table, and problems seem to dissolve away.
Wow, that is, it's beautiful, Matt. It's just absolutely beautiful. You have it in a mason jar. There is a cinnamon rim. There is a, this is a
dehydrated apple.
Yeah, this is a really,
doesn't take a lot of work. It looks really good and tastes great.
Yeah. All right, well, here we go. Oh, damn.
Fall in a glass.
Wow. Now, that's great. Now, see, that doesn't taste like it has copious amounts of alcohol in it. And
well, that's the difference between using good vodka and using bad vodka.
Okay, but it's also dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Because you, I mean, you know.
Yeah. I shouldn't say copious.
Well,
it,
I know,
it has
but
the
I
appropriate
could...
amount of alcohol in it for
no,
for
I understand.
What I wanted to create here.
But you know,
but yeah, I, so we
could have
I,
like three
I
of
do
these
always,
right now and be okay.
I do always caution people, you know, when they're sitting on my bar, because all of the pitcher drinks and really anything that we make with our vodka,
yeah,
it's up against, you know, fresh, flavorful cider. So it's you know, I'm not saying that the vodka. It's a great vodka to sip on its own, but it really gets bullied around by that cider. So it can be easy to drink quite a few of these, and we
it goes
you know, when somebody's
easy.
Sitting on my bar, I'll make sure that they pace themselves. You know, it's an easy way to do it is just land a water next to every drink.
Yeah, Bill and I love when you pace us.
Yeah, I gave up on that.
That's always fun.
What would the pace be?
Yeah, what is that pace again?
I'm a professional. I can set the pace to the drinker.
Now, I don't know. Do you fool around with cider a lot? No.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah okay. You can do a lot with cider.
Yep.
This is great.
Well, there's a ton of drinks that you can do with cider as well, in the crock pot. When it gets really cold out. So in the middle of winter, we change it up a little bit. I'll do like a mulled cider drinks, do a bag of different winter spices, like, you know, a cheesecloth bag and throw it in the crock pot. And then I'll often use my rum in that one or the vodka doing it, you know, basically just this same way, but introducing some more of those winter spice flavors and serving it warm. That's a great drink as well.
Oh, that's great. So it's that. What do we call this again?
That's my apple crisp.
Apple crisp.
Yep.
It's very good.
Thanks.
All right. Now, what else do we have?
So I started off with the drink made with our vodka. We're really best known at Yankee for the whiskeys that we make. So this next drink is one that I make with my bourbon. It's called the Gold Rush.
I have some familiarity with the Gold Rush, and I must say this is a fine drink. Yeah. But tell me what's in it, because I don't remember.
So I usually kind of like, for an abbreviated description, I usually just say it's essentially a hot toddy served cold. It's bourbon, honey, and lemon. And then the honey syrup that I make for this one, I use a very small amount of ginger tea, so it's like a honey ginger syrup.
I was going to ask about that syrup, because it's phenomenal.
Thanks.
Because it isn't just honey. It has a lovely, lovely taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
Honey seems to me it could be fickle, because there's not all honeys are created equal.
Right. So we use, again, because we do so many farmers markets ourselves with our products. We do Schenectady, Del Mar, Saratoga, and we do a lot of other special markets and special events throughout the year. We always have local honey, like the cider, local honey, local cider, local ingredients available for the cocktails that we make.
That's great. I want that to be my ringtone. You shake it up. All right.
Good shake. Here we go.
All right. And we go into...
It's a new rocks glass that I just got for the distillery. It's a beautiful piece of glassware, and it makes this drink look... bit like a magic potion.
How much is that a part of it, really, when you think about it, the presentation? That's a lot, isn't
it? You know, the saying is you drink it first with your eyes, you know, so...
Yeah.
The glassware, it matters. I got a little out of hand for a while, and I have a cabinet with all the... I'm almost banned from buying more glassware at the distillery.
I understand.
Right.
I get it.
So, yeah, honey, lemon, bourbon, and then just a simple... fresh lemon garnish. It's really
honey,
bourbon. It's a great summer drink. You know, this is a great like mowing the lawn or porch swing kind of a drink.
All right, now this is fascinating, because we have, what kind of ice is this? Just like splintered.
Yeah, just like, you know, like restaurant ice. We have a great ice maker at the distillery.
Great.
Something else I've become obsessed with is the ice.
That's lovely. That's very, very good.
But the bourbon, importantly, the bourbon shines through here still.
Right.
My straight bourbon whiskey, I use a very small amount of a cherry wood smoked malt in making it, and it's what's considered a high rye bourbon. The rule to call a whiskey a bourbon whiskey is that it has to be made from mostly corn, so that's 51% or more corn. Most really cheap whiskeys will use, you know, damn near, if not 100% corn, because corn is very cheap and it's very available. You know, thanks to all of the taxpayers that are subsidizing it. But you can use a secondary grain. So ours is considered a high rye bourbon for the fact that we use just 60% corn and 25% rye in the mash bill. So it makes for a livelier whiskey. You get a nice little smoke on the nose from cherry wood, a pop of the pepper from that rye on the palate, but then it's that simple sweet corn that tells you you're drinking bourbon.
Now, because of the reasons you just mentioned, that seems to me on your behalf that that is why it would be important to be able to not lose the flavor of the bourbon within the drink.
Right.
In other words, not to screw around with it too much.
Yeah, and it would be silly for me to put all that work into making some great whiskey and then to, you know, to just drown it in other flavors.
Yeah. Well, that's miraculous. Okay.
And so one of the great advantages that we have at our distillery, and this would go for any other distillery that makes cocktails in their tasting room, is that, you know, you can't walk into my tasting room and ask for, you know, a maker's old fashioned. You know, if you want an old fashioned, it's going to be made with this whiskey that, you know, we know very, very intimately. So we can craft every cocktail to amplify the subtle nuances of the flavors of the whiskey itself.
Did I ask you what your bestseller is? So what's the bestseller? What do most people want?
Honestly, the bourbon and rye. And it's really a credit to the rye that we sell them in almost equal numbers month after month. Bourbon has the name recognition. So, you know, very often when somebody comes in and they're just buying a gift for somebody, they're not the whiskey drinker. They're buying a gift for their dad or their grandpa or their wife. And, you know, they'll just ask for the bourbon because that's the name that they know. But once we get people to try the rye whiskey, that's pretty easy to sell that one too.
Yeah. That's really good.
And we just also brought out two other whiskeys. We just brought them out about a year ago, but two new American whiskeys, which are our single malt and our wheat whiskeys. I didn't bring them today. This would have taken an hour.
No, I know.
But,
I know.
But those
well,
have
we'll
actually
have
been
have
getting a lot of attention as well. We've won a handful of some awards that I'm pretty proud of for those new whiskeys as well.
Matt Jaeger is here. He is from Yankee Distillers, and they're in Clifton Park, New York. We're talking about fall cocktails, all kinds of ideas. We have one more? Is that what
we do?
Okay. Okay, so what are we doing now?
This is my kind of like seasonal take on the Manhattan. I'm calling it our Harvest Manhattan. And really not a huge departure from the classic cocktail recipe. It's rye whiskey, a little bit of sweet vermouth, and bitters. And, you know, so typically when you're making this, you know, one by one, when I put the cherry in the glass, I would use that spoon with a little bit of the cherry syrup on it to stir the drink. Because of the way that I'm preparing it here, I just added the cherry syrup as a separate ingredient, and it's a cherry syrup that I simmered with a little bit of with some cinnamon sticks. So it brings a little bit, and the rye already has this naturally occurring peppery spiciness to it. So the cinnamon plays really nice with that flavor.
That's great. All right,
this one, you know, on the bar, if somebody comes in and orders a Manhattan, I'll usually ask them if they prefer it served up as I am for you now, or if they want it on the rocks. You don't get a choice.
So, I'm all right. That's fine.
Nah, serving it up in a coupe, it just makes for a beautiful. It's a beautiful drink.
It's
too.
A great presentation. It's
the
lovely.
The color is just this.
That's
like
gorgeous.
A ruby.
Thank you very much. This is beautiful. Have you ever had peanut butter whiskey?
I've heard of it.
We may want to keep that to
myself. I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah. Bill and I have been testing out the peanut butter whiskey. We thought it was going to be awful, but it actually, Bill figured out a way to make it good.
That's really good.
Oh, God. That's great.
Yep.
Now, what is, how much of what we're tasting? You mentioned the vermouth,
right?
So who do you trust to marry with yours?
Well, of course, I only use New York State products.
Yes,
because that's what I'm required.
That
to
is
do
what you're supposed
tasting.
To do.
So that's a great New York State vermouth.
Okay, great. But
and we rotate through them in our tasting room. There's a handful of them.
What does it take to make vermouth?
It's essentially a fortified wine.
Okay.
So
I see.
and we're allowed in our tasting room also to actually sell wine by the bottle or the glass. We can sell local beers. We can sell cider. We can sell other alcoholic beverages in our tasting room as long as they are New York State products. And we're very proud to say that we do just that.
Now, see, this is another one that, man, that is just, that's very easy to inhale. Mm.
So it would be embarrassing if I made this big presentation and poured these things.
Well, no, I know. But let me ask you a question. Last year I was in Ireland and went on these a couple distillery tours, and they all talk about the tiers and the glass.
Yeah.
They talk about the tiers, mm-hmm. But I see those tiers on the side. Mm-hmm. What does that represent? Because they meant it as a good thing, so I assume this is a good thing as well. Even though we're talking about rye,
or like you know, sometimes like brewers will describe the legs as it holds on to the inside of the glass. Honestly, it's just something to say. I mean, there is some physical and chemical explanation for what's holding on. But in the case of you know this drink. Which is,
but they were using it as
alcohol,
a symbol of
sugar,
a symbol of quality, and I would,
I don't want to dispute the
okay, all right,
the nice
all right.
People that told you something the premise. On that tour before. I could get started on that.
Are you calling?
No.
All right, sure I got it. man, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
That's lovely. That's really really.
And
great.
The trick also is to use very very good. Cherries and this goes for the Manhattan. Some people will use cherries in their old fashions. We don't, we use a brand of cherries called Luxardo. It's one of those things where once you start using great cherries in your Manhattans or in your cocktails, you can't go back to those neon red color things.
They don't have to be New York State cherries.
No, they don't.
Okay,
they don't have
all right,
New
that's
cherries.
Good.
I tried making doing our own cocktail cherries at the distillery using New York State cherries, and I was very proud of what I made, and then just ate one of mine next to a Luxardo cherry, and it was embarrassing, and I hung up my hat on never trying to do that again. So.
Well, you know, I love when you come in for many reasons. One, of course, is that the drinks are so good and the cocktails are so creative and lovely. Also, you're one of the few guests who bring in and give me full drinks. Normally, they're just these little tastes, which is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that too.
No, I still have a rest of the show to do, but but still, it's very nice. I appreciate it. You can find out more about Yankee Distillers by going to their website. It's yankeedistillers.com. They're right off exit 10 on the Northway, the Adirondack Northway in Clifton Park, New York, yankeedistillers.com. Matt Jaeger, a great pleasure to did you learn anything, Bill?
I did learn after 4 years of knowing Matt that this may be the best cocktail. That
this is the final one that we talked about.
The Manhattan.
Yep,
the Manhattan.
My Harvest Manhattan.
Excellent. The Harvest Manhattan.
Actually, so this will be going on my menu today. I tweaked it for this visit over the last couple of days. So this will go on my menu today. Also, I'll point out great new brewery just opened up right across the street from me, Single Cup Brewing, and their tasting room. They just had their grand opening and ribbon cutting last week. It's a really great time to come visit us up at Yankee and visit our neighbors across the street as well.
You're doing a Single Cut right across the street, and and Bill and I were over there the other day, and man, is that fun!
Great beers and a beautiful tasting room, and just really really nice people.
And it's a nice twofer to see you all. And what's the liquor?
And it's not like parking where you got to worry about where you stuck your car on the street or anything like that. You can leave your car in our parking lot and Uber it home. If you do that sort of thing.
All is good. All is good. Again, you can find out more about all of the cool things going on at yankeedistillers.com. Matt Jaeger, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Bill, thank you as always. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.